Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade, thanks to Citrix, online meetings made easy. Visit gotomeeting.com.au.
And the man who joins us here on Money News every Tuesday night is Roger Montgomery, talking the stock market. You want to talk to Roger? Give us a call, 131-873. Roger, good evening to you.
How are you, Ross?
I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Mate, I'm very well. I was catching a cab earlier on this evening while I was listening to you on the radio, and I was hearing all of those stories about businesses doing it tough. And the cab driver I was with told me a fantastic story. His name's Naeem, and I just wanted to share it with you. He was a taxi driver. He saw a little niche in repairing second-hand computers and refurbishing them and reselling them. And he'd go to the auctions and buy all these computers and repair them and fix them up. He went and got himself qualified with some IT qualifications, and he started to grow the business, and it grew very, very well prior to the GFC. In fact, so much so, and get this is the quote, this is what he told me. He said, Roger, the business was going so well, I could dream about my future.
Oh, and, yeah. It was going very great well. Quote.
Yeah, and then the GFC hit. Unfortunately, companies and hospitals stopped replacing their computers, so the suppliers' second-hand computers basically went down and their prices went up. So he went back to taxi driving. The business was gone. He couldn't dream about his future anymore. Jumps into a taxi, and of course the Labor government, this is his words, the Labor government are broke and at the time not doing a great job of managing the New South Wales economy. So to generate revenue, they're issuing a whole bunch of taxi cab licences and plates, which makes the taxi business a lot tougher. So he's jumped out of the frying pan into the fire, and he can't get his head up above water.
And it really does make it hard. And I mean, it becomes an air eventually. Now, you know about this because the stock market is very much all about the confidence. And sure, you get the over-exuberance sometimes where people go way over the top and become and are prepared to pay anything just to try and get themselves involved. And at other times, people become abjectly morose. And it doesn't matter what bargain might be out there or what price might be out there, people simply won't pay it.
But the thing is with the stock market, there's two points I'd like to make about that, Ross. The first one is that's precisely the time, yeah, if you can, and you can scrape together some pennies, you know, that's the time to take advantage of it when people see nothing but doom and gloom. And secondly, the fortunate position I find myself in is, unlike some of the callers tonight who've called in with the difficulties of their businesses, we have, as fund managers, the luxury of choosing the businesses we want to invest in. And because of the liquidity, we can jump in and out of them, not too often, I would hope, but we can choose the businesses carefully that we want to invest in. And despite the doom and gloom, there are some businesses that are going well.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing, because you've then got to have the patience to sit with it, and you haven't committed all your capital. Tell you what, we've got callers on the board, a couple of them are already there. Anybody else? 131-873. We're going to take a quick break and then back with more with Roger Montgomery.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB. Thanks to Ron Bennett Menswear. Dressing well is simply good business. Go to ronbennett.com.au.
Yeah, welcome to Money News. Just coming up to 5 minutes to 8 o'clock now. Remember our radio business card. Send us an email. 2GB.com, mtr1377.com.au. Headline it, radio business card, and tell us why you think you should get a minute on our radio program to tell us what you do. Roger Montgomery with us now, and Roger, Brett has jumped on the line from Kenthurst. G'day, Brett. How are you doing?
G'day, Brett.
G'day, Ross. G'day, Roger. How's it going?
Well, thanks.
That's the way, mate. The reason for the call is I jumped in boots and all on a hybrid share when the global financial crisis happened.
Well, that sounds like it would have been a good story.
Yeah, and I've made some very good money out of it, I must admit.
Yep.
How does the market perceive when the company doesn't pay out at the expiry time of the hybrid share? I mean, like when they put out this contract, there is an expiry date.
Well, there's a lot of different scenarios, Brett. It might be that they reset. It might be that they mature. It might be that they buy.
Okay, stop, Roger. Explain what a hybrid share is to everybody.
Okay, so what you've got is it's not quite equity, it's not quite debt, it's something in between, and the company can basically issue a prospectus with a whole bunch of terms that says, well, effectively, we're borrowing money from you, we agree to pay this rate over and above the bank bill interest rate, so the interest rate will go up and down, and at some future date, depending on the terms of the particular hybrid security, they will either buy them back, they will allow them to mature, or they will simply reset the interest rate, or they'll just keep running with it and extend it again.
No, it depends. It's a really interesting one. Thank you for the call, Brett. Appreciate it. Let's move to Todd from Ramsgate. You're pretty tight for time, Todd.
Good evening, gents. Just quickly, is it the time to buy gold? And if, what are the better gold stocks out there?
Look, mate, I don't know where gold is going to go. It's very difficult to forecast where it's going to go. I speak to a guy regularly named Jim Rogers, who's become a billionaire trading gold and other commodities. He reckons gold could go to $5,000 an ounce, so who am I to question him? And there are some very good companies. I think the three better ones, a little company called Troy. There's another one called Silver Lake Resources. Remelius isn't bad, and Medusa Mining isn't bad either.
No, brilliant. Thank you for the call, Todd. And also, Roger, as always, thanks for your time here on Money News.
It's a pleasure, Ross.